Should you be fined if your children are late for school? Two schools in Milton Keynes have introduced £60 fines if pupils are persistently late. And if they don't pay that within 21 days, it doubles. The broadcaster Ian Collinsmith is today. Morning to you, Ian.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And mother, Lada Sharma. Morning to you, Lada.
Good morning.
So it's like a parking ticket, Lada. You pay your fine, and if you don't pay it on time, there's kids they're fining. You don't pay it on time, it doubles.
I know. Do you know what? I just see if it was for just, you know, lazy, spoilt, wealthy parents, you know, who couldn't get their kids to school on time on numerous occasions, then you'd sort of go, oh, all right, fine. You know, they can afford to pay the fine. But, you know, for people who are much well less off in our society, and let's face it, there's a lot of them at the moment, this monetary fine is not going to work. I mean, it's not right. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth, to be honest with you. I just don't like it.
Ian?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I begin? Every now and again, something comes up, Stephen. You think, wow, at last, a bit of common sense. When I was at school, you know, I remember once in a while, it was always the smelly kid that was a bit, you know, the one with a snotty nose and the unironed shirt that would turn up a bit late for school. It was never the, you know, nicely brought up kid. It was the poor child whose mum probably had a drink the night before, couldn't be bothered to put him in a proper uniform. And they're the very people, absolutely, we should be sending this kind of message out to. I used to think that being late for school was akin to second-degree murder. I couldn't believe children could be late. And I remember a specific kid turning up regularly, and his answer was always, I'm sorry I'm late, miss. My mum overslept. And I remember thinking as a child, my mum, goodness me, as far as I'm concerned, my mum never went to bed for 15 years when I was growing up. That's what mums did. They just carried on being mums. The idea they would oversleep was beyond anything I could ever imagine. So, yeah, it's a cracking idea to bring in a penalty that at least illustrates to those whose brain cannot cope with the notion that education is very, very important. Shouldn't be rocket science. Unfortunately, we have to add a financial penalty into the equation.
And do you think the fine's about right?
Ian, can I just say that we're probably both very lucky to have had the parents who were able to do that and had the common sense. But you cannot just assume that every parent who doesn't get their child to school on time hasn't got issues going on. And one of the reasons I feel that this is wrong, I didn't interrupt you, Ian, and I do that on purpose because I really do want to hear what you have to say.
And like
the reason I feel that this is a bad idea is because people generally and parents, I'm a great supporter of parents. I will stand by parents, you know, come hell or high water. But, you know, there are times when we have to just consider that not all children are lucky enough to have what we have. So we have to figure out better ways than just humiliating them and charging them money when they may not have the money to give. And maybe the little snotty boy that you talked about, mother was an alcoholic. You know, you don't know what's going on in people's lives. And rather than just condemn them, maybe we need to get people, these people generally need firm, fair guidance and help from organisations and the volunteer sector,
some people
which
are
full of wonderful, wise people with life experience to help these families. I understand and accept the frustrations that you're talking about for the heads in schools across the country, but placing a burden of a monetary fine on the laps of these people is just wrong, and it's
you're one step away from using the phrase the weak and the vulnerable, because we seem to be throwing that one into
anybody. Should we stamp on them then?
Anybody who's just bad. I mean, some people are just bad.
You're right.
Some parents are just hopeless. They're rubbish.
You're right.
They've got problems. They're just bad.
You're right.
In any other walk of life, if somebody is bad, does something wrong, they have to face the consequences. And we seem to have developed this beautiful no-consequence society. And if you can't get your kid to school, the most fundamental right of any young human being to be educated, if you can't do that, then I'm afraid you should be penalised like any other area of life you'd be penalised.
I agree with you, but it's how we penalise them. It's not that I don't agree with that we should penalise them, but it's how we do it. And you know what? One of the reasons we got to this position in life is because we become too politically correct on how we face these challenges. And then what happens is we don't want to challenge parents or people who are doing things wrong in society. But this is not the way to do it. To these sort of people, we need to give them different type of firm guidance. And this is not the monetary one.
But you're suggesting that all these people have some kind of, you know, default issue, some sort of social issue, some you know, psychological issue, something that we can somehow train or educate out of them. I would contend that actually the very people we're talking about are just hoping. They're just rubbish parents. And they can find the money to buy 40 Marlboro Lights and a six-pack of an evening. They can find 60 quid to pay the fine for not getting little
drinks. You know what? You're right. And I agree with you. I'm not saying
fantastic.
I don't agree that we shouldn't challenge these parents. But when you put a monetary fine on these type of people, you're doing no good to them. You're not.
Why not? What is the
better
problem with the monetary fine? What would you?
What happens if you don't pay it? You seriously consider? Yeah, but he's seriously going to then consider ultimately if the fine isn't paid, whether it's doubled or not. You seriously going to contemplate punishing the child, suspending him from school? Like, what happens if the fine goes unpaid, Ian?
Well, there is always the problem with any kind of financial penalty. If it goes unpaid, you eventually pay the consequences. And as a result of those systems that we have in place in society, humans begin to realise that it's, you know, you're better playing nicely rather than trying
to... Hold on a minute. It could be the school child that suffers at the end, couldn't it?
It always is.
Well, I mean, if you get a parking ticket, I mean, you could say, well, it's the school, it's the child that suffers because the mums had to, or the dads had to pay 60 quid out of the household.
But if the child is suspended from school,
then that logic all over the place.
If the child is suspended from school, Ian, because a parent doesn't care or doesn't have the money to pay it, do you think that's right?
No, I don't think the child should be suspended from school. And I think it would probably be unlikely that any system would allow that to be the case.
Well, because the other part of the, what I'm trying to hint at here, Ian, is would these fines even be enforceable?
Exactly.
Well, much in the same way, I mean, you do hit a very real point there, Stephen. Much in the same way as that the family courts, when, you know, one child is meant to see the parents equally and one parent stops the other parent. They're never in those court orders should be enforceable, but they courts tend not to enforce them because it often involves penalising the child further. And maybe we would end up in that inevitable cul-de-sac with something like this. But at the moment, I don't think we would. I mean, it's a simple case. If you can't get your kid to school, you face a fine. It's not that controversial. Recently, we were discussing if you can't get your kid to school during the term time because you wanted an extended holiday, you face a fine. It's a similar deal to that. It's not particularly controversial. In fact, I'm slightly surprised it wasn't already in place. I actually sort of thought it was.
Here's Paul this morning. Morning, Paul.
Thanks, Stephen.
What do you think?
Stephen, my problem would be I have three kids at the moment and they're at three different schools. Now, all the schools start at 9 o'clock. The gates don't open to 9:15, so it's physically impossible for me to have them there all in time. So at least one of my kids is always late. But the schools, what I deal with, are understanding because they see the situation in.
What do you think of the principal, though? I was about to say there, Paul. You know, we all get into big trouble if we're not in work on time. I get into trouble in the BBC because I'm not in work on time. Sometimes, not so much recently. But you don't think it's a good discipline to try to instill in kids at that early age? You know, when you're in the big real world, you've got to be on time, or your employer will start falling out with you.
Yeah, I understand that, Stephen, but there has to be circumstances where this doesn't happen. You know, traffic accidents, weather conditions, so many things.
But that would be a given, wouldn't it? If something terrible had happened, motorway...
Oh, that would be a given,
closed.
Right. OK.
Of course it would. We'd all understand. I mean, I don't know how far apart your kids' schools have got to be for you to not be able to get them to school on time.
Well, I tell you, they're only 2 miles apart, but where I live... up here in Glengormley, the traffic in the mornings is an absolute
nightmare.
I thought you were going to say one goes to school in Cork or something. Goodness me. I mean, it's just, if you can't get your kids to school within a couple of miles apart, then you're probably a perfect candidate to be fine, sure.
See, there we go. No common sense.
You're more than welcome to come to my house someday and sit in my car.
Well,
leave a little bit earlier then.
Yeah, that's the question, Paul. Why aren't you just leaving earlier?
Listen. I said the school gates do not open to 9:15, so
exactly.
The first child cannot be dropped off till 9:15, okay?
The school gates don't open to 9:15, the school starts at 9.
So, Ian, how's this working?
Hold on a minute.
In that case, the school system is hopeless.
Well, exactly. Paul, the school gates do not open until 9:15.
Your primary school, until 9:15, the teachers will not take any responsibility for them. Up until 8:45, they're my responsibility. From 9:15, the school responsibility.
In that case, that's a problem with...
My daughter being 9 years old...
I have to say, all my kids, my two older ones, get to school on time because they have to catch a bus to take them to school. My little one, who's still at primary school, he can be late the odd time, but that's generally because, you know, there's chaos in the house and there's all
just,
things going
just
on.
Before
but you have to look at it in a common sense kind of way, Ian. You can't just blanket, you know, tar everybody with the same brush. Everybody has issues going on. Generally speaking, as I always say, most parents are good.
All right.
Because you're watching a bit of BBC Breakfast or something, you can't get, you know, you can't finish your toast on time.
Goodness me. You know these things happen, Ian.
We've got two parents on the line here, and it's 100% hit rate right now, Stephen, of not getting your kids to school on time. Well,
Come on, Ian.
Actually, I'm not sure if I agree. I'm actually more interested this morning, Paul, because I'm interested in knowing whether this applies to more than just your school, your primary school that your kids are at.
It sounds
strange to me that a school only starts allowing kids to go into the playground or into the school 15 minutes before it opens. That would create problems for parents that need to be dropping kids off at other schools. Hold on a minute. What I'm trying to ask is that the norm across primary schools in Northern Ireland?
Yes, my kids aren't allowed in until quarter to nine. My primary child is not allowed until quarter to nine.
So you have a 15-minute zone. If you've got kids at different schools, it must be nigh on impossible then. If you're a single parent or the only driver in the family.
Exactly.
Paul?
That absolutely isn't the case ever, because I checked this out beforehand. A cousin of mine goes to school in Belfast. That's a junior school, and they're there at 8:30 every morning. So it's clearly not across the board, Stephen.
But we're not talking about parents like we have on the line at the moment. We're talking about people who continuously make their children late for school, and those children come from backgrounds that have other problems going on.
Okay.
And these are the people we need to help, because they're the ones that are going to end up with these sort of fines.
Lada,
then it
becomes
a different offence, and that should be dealt with separately.
Lada, thank you very much indeed. Ian Collins, thank you.
Thank you,
Paul.
Peter.
Morning to you.